Have you ever settled for less in your relationships? Healthy relationships don't come easy, and there's always a temptation to avoid the hard work they require. So, when there's conflict, we may opt to settle for agreeing to disagree instead of working through the painful process that leads to reconciliation and peace. Or, we might opt to settle for shallow relationships that do not require the continual investment that deep ones demand. Whenever we settle for less in our relationships, we rob ourselves of the joy they can bring. What about our relationship with God? How much joy do we abandon when we settle for less in our relationships with the Lord? Why would we settle when there is so much to gain? C.S. Lewis provides some insight to answer that question. He says, "It would seem that our Lord finds our desires not too strong, but too weak. We are half-hearted creatures, fooling about with drink and sex and ambition when infinite joy is offered us. Like an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in a slum because he cannot imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at the sea. We are far too easily pleased." Thankfully, our Lord is not so easily pleased when it comes to relationships. He aims to continually bring us into the deeper waters of our relationship with Him. He has already done the hard work of reconciliation, so we can now, by the Spirit, participate in the joyous relationship the Son and His Father share. And when we are tempted to settle, Jesus never will. Because of His strong and unshakable desire to be with us, we can continually seek to know Him with all our heart, soul, and strength. Listen to this psalm and the joy expressed that comes in knowing the Lord, not just for us, but for the entire world. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make His face to shine upon us, Selah, that Your way may be known upon earth, Your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise You, O God. Let all the peoples praise You. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For You judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth, Selah. Let the peoples praise You, O God. Let all the peoples praise You. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, has blessed us. May God continue to bless us. Let all the ends of the earth revere Him. The word Selah is like an intermission, a pause to consider what was just said or sang. David wants you and I to pause and consider the truth that the Lord's face is shining on you today, bringing more joy and blessing than you can possibly imagine. I encourage you to turn to Him to enjoy the relationship He desires to give to you. Why settle for anything less? I'm Greg Williams, speaking of life.
Thanks for watching this episode of Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it.
We'd love to connect with you. Here are a couple of ways. Subscribe to our newsletter, GCI Update, and like us on Facebook.
And if you'd like more resources from GCI, check out our website.
Thanks again for watching. See you next week.